Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Let me take you to a farm. There, 19 Holstein calves push their noses over waist-high fences around individual pens. They're milling about in a red barn the width of a soccer field. It's dinner time, they're hungry, and they've just spotted their favorite person, a farmer pulling a green wagon loaded with bottles of warm milk. He lifts the bottles and feeds each in turn, coaxing shy calves and hedging strong ones. As their tails whip and bellies full, the farmer rubs their necks and backs, affectionately scratching behind an ear or two. A stereo plays classical music in the background, though its mellow tunes are temporarily eclipsed by the ruckus of the meal. In its place, the farmer offers a soothing monologue that settles over the calves' black and white coats. The farmer, Dean Patterson, tells us, "When you feed a calf a bottle of milk and when you rub him on his neck or on his back, it makes him feel so much better." He'll load the empty bottles back onto his wagon and return them to the milking parlor, which is housed in another barn. There, he'll wash the bottles and leave them prepped for the evening feeding, but will continue to check on the calves throughout the day. Patterson, a 78-year-old fourth-generation farmer, is building relationships with these calves in the same way he's done for a lifetime. At Patterson Family Farms, as at most conventional dairies, calves are separated from their mothers within a day or two of birth, then housed individually and in age-related groups where they rely on people for sustenance and affection. This connection between calf and caretaker has been at the center of a research project by the Institute of Animal Husbandry and Animal Welfare at VetMed Uni Vienna, a university of veterinary medicine in Austria. Stephanie Lerzel and her colleagues studied 104 Holstein Friesian calves at a commercial dairy farm in Germany. From birth to day 14, they stroked the necks of half of the calves for 3 minutes a day and did not pet the other half of the group. By day 90, the calves who had experienced neck rubs weighed more than the control group by a seemingly small but completely significant 3%. This points to the positive influence of gentle human interaction on animal weight gain. Researchers also observed the quality of relationships between calves and caretakers through an avoidance distance test. The test, which measures the distance at which a calf will avoid a person who approaches it head-on, revealed these stroked calves had a lower avoidance distance than the calves in the control group. In short, the calves who had been given special attention early on in their lives were less fearful and more welcoming when approached by people. While these results may seem elementary to people who have worked with animals, studying the emotional impact of humans on animals in commercial production is an emerging field that could have a far-reaching impact on the animals' environments. Previous studies have shown that when heifers gain weight more quickly, they go on to produce more milk. For the calves in the VetMed Uni Vienna study, their 3% weight gain could translate into 50 kilograms, that's 110 pounds, more milk per cow per year, says Lurzel. And in 2001, a pair of psychologists at England's University of Leicester demonstrated that playing soothing music to dairy cows increased their milk production. Strategies like this aren't new to the Paterson Dairy, where classical music is played for cows and calves around the clock, says Deanna Lanier, who earned a bachelor's degree in animal science production management before returning to Paterson Family Farms to work alongside her grandfather, Dean Paterson, and her father and brother. Lanier said, "There are a lot of things you can do to make cows more comfortable and show them you care for them. In turn, they will grow better, produce more milk, and give higher quality milk. The more you care for them, the more you get out of that relationship." Today's episode was written by Lori L. Dove and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other productive topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.